From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at Acura.com/RDX.
Like most California voters, I voted for the medical marijuana initiative. I thought people in pain might benefit. I did not anticipate my suffering. It began with frequent visits to my residentially zoned San Francisco building. My doorbell rung at midnight, waiting strangers outside the building. My neighbor is a longtime pot user. Only the medical marijuana card and the visitors are recent. When I complained, he said that he has a license. But what does he have a license for? I surfed government and pot club websites. I called civil servants. Information abounds for pot club managers and users, but not for the non-using public. And more questions than answers. Why do retail clubs require a permit, but collectives and cooperatives are not subject to county jurisdiction? Is my building housing an exempt collective, or is it just a multi-drug mini-mart operating under cover of pot club laissez-faire? People advise, call the police. Everyone knows that nuisances associated with pot are the lowest of San Francisco police priorities. And the most unasked question is, who supplies the weed? The law states that medical marijuana must be not-for-profit at $300 an ounce and must be California-grown. Is not-for-profit local weed a goal, a joke, or an enforceable law? Politicians seem to have no interest in the question or answer. The typical medical marijuana narrative is of suffering patients finally relieved, cruel DEA agents, and compassionate politicians. But an emerging narrative is a sordid tale of unintended consequences, rarely acknowledged, much less regulated. A reality-based narrative needs to include the neighborhood and larger community. City Hall's support for medical marijuana is clear. Its willingness to acknowledge and change pot clubs' unintended consequences is not. With the Perspective, I'm Fiona McGregor.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.